will call the May 16, 2022 Board of Adjustments meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12,692, Joseph P. Wood Sr. seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. Sections 115, 183, and 115, 185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Brittingham Road, approximately 0.6 miles from Whitesville Road, Route 30. The 911 address is 36394 Brittingham Road, Del Mar. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 15, Parcel 6. The applicant is seeking a 2-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joe Wood, 36394 Brittingham Road, Del Mar, Delaware.
His wife, Barbara Wood, 36394 Brittingham Road, Del Mar, Delaware.
You better swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Will do.
Will do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll give you the floor. Explain to us why you're here.
Okay. I want to build an addition onto my house that I couldn't afford when I moved down here from Caroline County. So I come up with the plans and got a permit, and on the permit it says 20-foot setback, but I didn't know at that time. I said I better check it, so I drew a string down the line and it was 17.5 feet. So I said, I'm not getting any younger, so I didn't want anything against the house if somebody tried to sell it. So I went to the
farmer,
the family who owns that property behind me, and I said, do you have any problem with me being too close to line? And he said, you should apply for a variance. So that's what I did. And I applied for 2 foot, but it was really probably have to have about 4 foot. So it's just a feel. I think you have pictures of it, whatever. It's right there on the corner of that woods there, where the tree line goes down.
Like where the arrow is?
This is the existing.
That's the old house.
Well, that's the old house?
Yeah.
Oh.
The new house sits here.
Okay.
In this area. And I want to add on here. Probably right about there. And it's only 17.5 feet. From this property line. Actually, the property line goes right down the center of those trees on the old wall.
Okay, we have 5 criteria we use to grant a variance, and you have that in your application. Would you mind going through those? And you don't have to read through the entire uniqueness of the property, but if you could read uniqueness of the property and read your answer to us, just so we can do a little bit of a record.
Okay. Let me find it here. That's on the...
It's on your application.
The one that just...
The second sheet.
Second sheet, yeah, okay. Get my old fingers this thin paper.
Okay. Flip it around the back side, yes, sir.
That's okay. Uniqueness of property. Rear property line is angled that would not allow the... That's
if you could
true.
So we can hear that from you, so we can have it as part of the record. Can
okay.
you read your answer to that? for us, and then we would go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if you don't mind.
Okay. That's affirmative.
On 1?
On 1.
Cannot otherwise be developed on 2.
No, that's true.
Not.
Created by the applicant.
No. Could you read them?
Oh.
Yes, physically read them. We know they're true.
I'm new to this stuff.
You're doing fine.
Let me get my glasses. You read it.
Okay, you read it.
She can do better than I can.
Uniqueness of property, that there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size or shape.
So this would, that's actually the standard. I think the answer.
We just want the answer.
Oh, you want the answer. Oh, you got to do the answer.
Yeah, we just need to know why you think you meet those standards.
You can read it right there, ma'am.
The rear property line is at an angle that will not allow the proposed building to stay 20 feet from the property line. It is just the corner that is approximately 18 and a half feet from the line.
True, I said.
Number 2, the field is currently tilled by the workman family, and they cannot till closer than approximately 40 feet to the proposed addition. Contacted Mr. Jeff Workman, and he was the one that told me to request a variance, and he had no problem with it. Number 3, the property has been like this since back in the 30s. Number 4, it will conform to the adjacent properties. Number 5, as near as I can determine, a 2-foot variance will be all I need to conform.
Okay, there's 2.
But you're stating 4 now.
Yeah, there's 2, yeah. It's 17 and a half feet, not 18 and a half, because I didn't pull the string the first time. I was just eyeballing it. So, anyway, I had a picture of the string with the tape right there, so. And it's, what was that last one? 4 feet, right?
Yeah, it should be 4 feet. You got 2 feet there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was another one.
No, we, you don't have to go through those.
Okay.
Just those 5 is good for us.
Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
You got anything?
No, just those 2 corrections.
We might have some questions for you, though.
Okay.
That neighbor across the street, have you spoken to them? I don't see anybody else close to you besides that neighbor across the street. That this would affect or line of sight or anything?
No.
No, I haven't talked to them, no. I mean.
And the only neighbor we have next to us is Mr. Workman's daughter.
Yeah, there's a house on that lot there.
Right there.
But they can't sit from their property.
Any other questions?
Anything else?
Those steps coming off of this? That are, no steps coming off?
No.
No, no. It's just, the back would be solid in the side. I'm just going to put a garage door in the front facing the road. Just have a window to that.
So you got septic, did I read correctly, you got drain field on the other side, so that's why you had to put it on this side?
Yeah.
What I'm understanding?
Yeah. That was the only area, peat moss system. It's the way that lot shaped it.
It's very peculiar shape.
How big will that addition be? I don't know that I saw the.
It's 20 by 20.
Is there, I think you're application says you're planning to use it for a workshop, is that right?
Well, I'm getting too old to be a workshop, but my tools are in the garage now, the woodworking tools. I'll move them out there so I can get the pickup in the truck in the garage.
And I presume that it's for personal use, not commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a, did you look at a different size addition? Would a smaller one that would fit within the building envelope suffice?
It'd be close because of the way the line comes down there.
So it's just the corner of this that is projected?
Just the very corner.
So even if you had a smaller one, there'd still be a projection?
Yeah, to jockey it in there.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
So probably to keep it away from the road as far as you needed to have it placed there in your lot.
Yeah.
And that's why this needs to, this will run into it a little bit is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. It, right now I have a blacktop driveway there and it'd be in back of that driveway. I had sort of planned on it, doing it when I built the house, but I couldn't afford it, so.
Any questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12692? We have one. Would you like to speak?
Just so I can state for the record, my name is Jeffrey Workman, and we own the farm. My address is 36578 Brittingham Road, Delmar, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
My family and I own this property. So when I say family, it's my mother and my brother. We own it together. And my brother farms it. And I just wanted to state that we have no opposition of Mr. Wood, you know, approaching the property line. It's no problem for us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You can step back up if you like. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12692 for Joseph P. Wood. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions, that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. Warple?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12692 has been approved.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.